Hello?
Hi, Greg. We got cut off because it's after hours. I'm all, oh, my gosh, he's going to think I hung up on him. Okay. You said your mother's maiden name, right?
Yeah, and that's Scura, S-C-U-R-A.
S-E-U-R-A?
S as in Sam, C as in Cat, U as in Underdog, R as in Ron, A as in Anderson.
Okay, Scura, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through this 90-second voice verification. What it does is it outlines our service agreement. It's going to mention that you authorize your wife. I'm going to state it in there. It's also going to go over the billing date. It's going to go over that it's a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly when your billing's going to be charged. It's also going to state in there that if you choose to cancel, pause the account, just call us 3 business days before that billing is due, so this way you don't get charged, okay?
Okay.
Now, when I'm walking you through it, Greg, if there's something you don't understand, do me a favor. You just stop me and you say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I always like to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it would read on the first page of Google currently.
Artists Collective.
Okay. So do you want it to have all the remaining of what was said on it currently? Because if you want it to read like that, I need you to say Artists Collective, Art Classes, Venue Rentals, and Event Centers.
Okay.
If you want
collective.
my suggestion would be keeping it Artists Collective, because the Art Classes, Venue Rentals, and Event Center is what we're going to use in your keywords. But it's up to you.
So just Artists Collective?
Is that how you want us to change it then?
Were you suggesting to put the other stuff as well?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. That's how it reads, but this is where I understand why Aaron did that, because he wanted to make sure that if someone was looking up venues, that it would appear like that, right? But typically, how they're going to find you is if they're searching up venue rentals. So, like, I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to type in venue rentals in Corona, right? And let's just see who pops up. Because it's going to show whoever's on that first page. When I look up venue rentals, I see Corona Club, Hacienda, Hall. You see what I'm saying? Community,
yeah.
Fairview, Green River, Corona Club, the Retreat by Wedge. So these guys don't have venue. Do you see what I'm saying? Actually,
yeah.
A lot of them don't. In their actual, now here's the thing, I see you coming up on the second page, okay? So what he probably did is he probably used a keyword, but it doesn't have to be in your business name for you to be found under venues, if that makes sense. A lot of businesses tend to put, like, I've seen some put, like, let's just say Mark's Home Improvement / bathroom kitchen remodel / flooring / drywall / painting. Well, when you look at that, you think, well, that's the whole business name, right? So, but in other directories, they're just as Mark's Home Improvement. Do you see what I'm saying?
If we could keep it at just Artists Collective without it affecting any of the search optimization.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have the technician answer that better for you, because they can tell you more specifically if that's going to affect it.
Okay.
Okay. So for right now, just to confirm with you, Greg, we're going to keep the company name currently reading as it does right now on Google as Artists Collective, Art Classes, Venue Rentals, and Event Center. But I will notate it for the technician to discuss this with you, if it's going to hurt that we change it to just Artist Collective, or if they suggest that we keep it the same, because I would say Artist Collective, but they might say, you know what, it's not going to affect you, us keeping it like this. You know what I mean? Because they're more of the expert on that. So I'm going to say let's keep it the way it is right now until when you talk to the technician tomorrow, and I'll have them address that with you. Okay?
Okay, great. Okay, great.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So just to clarify, we're going to keep it as that. Now, going back to the voice verification, so please state the name of your business, which you stated. Please state your name and title within the business.
Greg Hill, owner, well, I'm co-owner.
Okay. And Greg, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you do authorize your wife, Tiffany Hill, to make any changes to the account in the event you can't call in to make a change, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. To get results as fast as possible, Greg, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors, okay, that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, in the event, okay, let's say you get a call from someone trying to offer you another type of online product. It's not our company. We're not going to call you to ask you to spend more money than the $2.99 a month. Even if somebody calls you to say, oh, you need to pay $5 to verify your profile, you don't give them a dime. Take down their phone number, disconnect the call, and call us immediately because it's not us. How you can identify if it's Local Splash actually calling you, just ask them, what's my security question? And they're going to hang up on you. That's how you know it's us or not. Okay.
Okay.
We do it for that reason. So make sure your wife knows also, even though no one's going to, I mean, if she got a weird call and someone's saying, oh, it's Local Splash, because we'll never call her. We just take her phone number down. So if she calls, we verify it's her. But even if someone called her and said, oh, it's Local Splash, tell her, what's the security question? And they're going to hang up on her. They won't know it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Awesome. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
On my behalf or on?
On your behalf. So in other words, and I'll explain what this means, right? What we're saying, we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. That's what that means. So just give us a call. Like if you were to do, let's say you're doing, I don't know, you're doing Yelp ads. You would call us and say, hey, I'm going to do Yelp ads. We would say, okay, cool, because we're not running Yelp ads for you. That's not going to interfere with what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay?
I got you.
Okay.
Yes.
So, again, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 17th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $398. So this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Greg, is that your second payment will be charged on August 17th, 2023, in the discounted amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. So what that means is that your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So that was the customer service number that I sent you. Okay, that number is the 877-635-6225. And what you're going to do is when you hear the recording, you're just going to hit number one to get in touch with customer service. Okay? Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not being charged. So you already know if you're going to pause or cancel it, just call 3 business days before the 17th so that way they don't charge you. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So what I'm doing right now is I'm just going to be updating the package. I'm going to process the payment. Now, we're going to send you the receipt, and we'll go over it in a couple minutes. But we're going to send you the receipt both to your email as well as to your phone in a text message. We send it to both because we want to make sure you get it. You know, already keep it for your tax purposes because all marketing is a write-off. I always like to remind everybody, even though I think you already know, but still.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? It's always a friendly reminder, you know. Whatever we can get back from Uncle Sam, because I know sometimes he takes us, man, you don't even want to know. So now we're going to be also going over some keywords and search terms, okay? This is just like some basic ones that I want to give them so that they know where to start from. Keep in mind, they're going to go over with you way more in detail, okay? So I know the obvious we had been talking about, let me just put this here because I want to make sure that they know exactly that it's a different. So when we contact you, right, we're going to be contacting you if we ever have any updates regarding your account. We're going to contact you on your personal number, not on the business number, okay?
Okay.
So just so you know. And I want to make sure that 94 number sticks there. Okay. So let me just put this here. All right. Now, services. So art classes, venue rentals. What was the other one I saw here? Venue rentals, art classes, events, center. What else do you want me to notate?
Paint
sip
party,
and paint, paint
sip
parties,
and paint, paint and sip, mobile paint parties.
Okay. I have a lot of family out in your area.
Oh, yeah.
I'll definitely send them your way. You know what I mean?
Nice. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, because I noticed you even do for the kids, too. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, we have kids, art classes, adult art classes, all kinds of stuff.
That's awesome. So maybe we should kind of mention something about that. So adult art classes and kid art classes, or what would you think would be the best terminology?
Kids art classes.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I think this is really good. Okay. Now, remember, they're going to go over a lot more with you in detail. So if there's anything else that they see, I mean, they'll definitely go over that with you. Okay. And then let's see here. I know you have, let me go back to this. Let me grab that because I know you already have your Facebook page too. So I want to make sure I put the link on there so that way they see it right away. I always try to heavily notate the account so this way they just go in and we're not having you on the phone forever, you know?
No, yeah.
So the more I get for them, the better. You know what I mean? And I'm putting on here. I can't believe we're already halfway through July.
I know.
I'm just like, man, time before you know it's going to be Christmas again. Oh, God. I'm still trying to pay the bill from last year.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happens when you got too many grandkids. Our kids, we don't buy for them anymore. We tell them, the day you have kids, you op yourself out.
Yeah.
They always tell me, how come I don't get a gift? I'm all, because when you started having kids, you X'd yourself out. You're done.
Yeah.
Might kind of, exactly. Might sound kind of mean, but oh well.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah, we got grandbaby number 12 coming in October, so I'm going to have to make a trip to Hawaii. I know. Wow. I'm a glamma.
my mom's only got two, and they're both
really? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Aw. Grandkids are the best. My kids always tell us, you love them more than you love us. And I'm all, I don't want to say I love them more. It's different. Because I can spoil them, send them home. I'm not scolding them. Like with you guys, we're raising you. We're having to like kind of, you know, correct you, right? With the grandkids, it's just different.
Yeah.
But they claim it's favoritism. I love them more, whatever. My husband is everybody's favorite. I'm the tough one, but one of us has got to be.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Tomorrow, is that one between 1 and 2? Verification, that one doesn't apply. You might have received an email from us, too, stating, like, to send us photos or whatever. Just disregard it because you already have your Google profile page. It's just something that automatically sends, like, to send us pictures. We only need that. Like, if you didn't have a Google business profile, we would need it. So that way we can get you verified a lot faster. So that doesn't apply to you. Just disregard it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So let me put PayPal integration. That doesn't apply to you. Plug it in your website right here. Okay. You don't need call tracking because you already have that. And we're keeping it with the 50-mile radius, right, for the Facebook ads. You're cool with that, the 50 miles?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Now, when it comes to, like, when we communicate with you, right, do you prefer, Greg, that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? I mean, what do you prefer?
Probably a text message to start, and then just let me know if it's something to where
okay.
I need to call you, and then that just way, that way I just know.
You prefer text? Okay.
Yeah.
Not
so
a problem.
Many people calling me all the time, and sometimes it's hard to tell who's calling.
Overwhelming.
Me.
Who's who?
Yeah,
no, totally get it. Okay, perfect. All right. And then, let's see here. Hours of operation. Let me see if it's even on your Google profile.
We do have it on there, yeah.
I think you do. Let me go back to it. So Google profile currently reads Monday 12 to 7, Tuesday closed, Wednesday 11 to 6.
No, I need to update that.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, because it's got, like, different hours. Okay, so what are your hours? You want to give them to me, and we'll update it for you.
Yeah, so Monday, it's 2 to 8.
Monday, 2 to 8.
Tuesday, 11 to 6.
Tuesday, 11 to 6. Uh-huh.
Wednesday, 11 to 8.
Okay.
Thursday, 11 to 8.
Okay.
Friday, 11 to 8.
Uh-huh.
Or Friday, 11 to 9.
Okay.
Saturday, 11 to 9. And
okay.
Sunday, 1 to 8.
Okay, so just to clarify, Monday, 2 to 8. Tuesday, 11 to 6. Wednesday and Thursday is 11 to 8. Friday and Saturday are 11 to 9. Sunday is 1 to 8.
Actually, Thursday is 11 to 7.
11 to 7. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm just going to confirm it with you real quick. Monday, I have 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday, I have 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Hold on, I hit the wrong one on that one. 6 p.m. So 11 to 6 on Tuesday. And then Wednesday is going to be 11 to 8. Thursday is 11 to 7. Friday and Saturday are 11 to 9, right? And then Sunday is 1 to 8. correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Got it down. So I just want to do this. Yeah, so we'll update it. Just want to put that there so that we... Okay. So license and insurance, that doesn't apply. And then what are your forms of payments that you typically accept?
Debit, credit, cash.
Okay. You ever do Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
We do Zelle, Venmo, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So give me one second.
Apple Pay as well.
Okay. So
We have Apple Pay as well.
Oh, okay. You want me to put that? Apple Pay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I know so many people. I have someone that wanted to sign up with us a while back. He's like, do you just accept Apple Pay? And I said no. And he goes, man, I left my wallet. He goes, and all I have is Apple Pay on me. And I'm like, well, just call me when you have your card. I had to do that at a restaurant. Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot my wallet. I thought I left it at church. I was freaking out. Make a long story short, good thing I remembered my debit card number, so I had to hook up my Apple Pay, which I never use, and that was the only way I could do it, or else I told my husband, I'm going to have to stay here while you go rent to the house that's like 20 minutes away to go get my wallet, because, of course, he didn't bring it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, my gosh, that was the most embarrassing. It's like I feel so bad. I'm so embarrassed. Okay. So last thing I need you to take a look at, Greg, is either your emails or your text messages. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It would have either came before or after your welcome one. I would say it probably came in about 5:14.
Is it the... To accept the subscription terms?
Yes, yes. You click, okay, so you're on that part. Click on where it says click on subscription terms. Click here. Now it opens up a page that'll say local splash terms of experience. You're on that page, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to just run you through this. So under your services, it's the Google Business Profile Optimization. We'll need access to the profile to add us on as managers, okay? Directory submission, Facebook business page access. Now, on your Facebook, we're not going to do posts. We're just running the Facebook ads, okay?
Okay.
And then Facebook ads is included. Google ads does not apply, but you already know we also offer that. Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead program. It's not available for your industry. If and when that ever happens, I think that'd be a really great program for you. They just haven't opened it up to a lot of industries yet.
Okay.
But it is a product we also help with. Google Workspace, that's like having a Google, like an actual email that would say greg@artistcollective.com. So they might offer that to you during your client interview. You do not have to do it. Just keep in mind that would be an additional charge. So you could decline on that. Okay?
Okay.
Advanced reporting system is included. Live client support team, you'll see there Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, and our phone number. Just make sure that when you hear the prompt, hit number 1, okay? Anytime
okay.
we communicate to you through text message, it shows your mobile phone. It shows your number there that we would send the message to, okay? Delivery dates, like I mentioned to you. Facebook, so just to kind of give you an idea of the timeline. 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories. We send you your login credentials as well, okay, so you can start tracking your results. 7 to 14 days, those Facebook ads are live, okay? Now, we always state in our terms and conditions, it states on there 30 to 45 days for the first page placement. That's our promise. I will tell you this. I've seen it many times happen a lot sooner, okay? That's just always a timeline that we give. In your case, possibly a lot sooner because you're just adding us on as managers, but we always, I would say, under-promise and over-deliver. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Under your payments, today you paid the $398. How we broke it down, the $99 base product setup fee, $100 from that $299 goes to your Facebook ads, the $199 goes to the local bundle, right? Every month okay. after, you see how it's broken down, $199, $100, $299. That's how you know every month after that, it's always going to be $299. Okay, that price will never change, whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years. Okay, seasonal holds, cancellations, 3 business days, you call us before that next billing's due, so you're not charged. Okay?
Okay.
Under cancellation and refunds, the little box that shows I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, you're clicking in that little box because you're certifying that it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. Okay. And then where it's asking you to sign in that box, you're going to click in it and you're going to type your name exactly as it reads there. Gregory Jonathan Hill with spaces in between. You don't have to put the date because it's already populated. And when you do that, just click on confirm signature. Let me know when you do that because you should see it opening up a page asking you to enter a username and a password.
Yeah, okay. I'm there.
Perfect. This is where you go in to track your results with us, okay? So right now, we don't have your username or password yet because they're going to create that and they're going to email you this link, a username and a password, and you can even update it to a password of your choice, okay? This is where you go in and track your results. That's why I want you to watch the video. Have your wife watch it too, but just remember that when they send you a username and password, you're only going to have one login. So make sure she knows what it is too, even if you update the password. Okay?
Okay.
So just a reminder, tomorrow they're going to call you between 1 and 2 o'clock from that 877 number. So just make sure you answer all calls within that hour. And if you're in the middle of something, tell them, call me right back, and they'll call you right back. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
I would like to be the first to welcome both you and Tiffany to our local Splash family. I am super excited for you guys, Greg. I'm really excited. So listen, your website, again, my suggestion is just ask them, hey, we're just going to kind of take it from here because we know it's a lot on you to be doing all these changes like when we need them. So just walk me through on how I can make the changes on my own so we can kind of take over from that. I would just suggest that regarding your website.
Yeah, of course. No.
Because it looks good, you know. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah,
and
course.
Honestly, I don't think you should have to be paying any other company like X amount of dollars for them to like do these updates on that website. Because typically what's going to happen is they're going to have to change all of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And really,
yeah.
It looks good. It's just minor changes you want done. So I would just, you know, approach them in that way is my suggestion.
Okay.
Saves you money.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, again, super excited for you. Be on the lookout for that reminder an hour before your client interview just so that way you know what's coming up, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome, Greg. You guys have a good evening, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.